Wittig. I'm joined by
Evan Franklin.
And we have a guest today. Her name is Camille Shepherd.
Hello, everyone.
Tell everyone your middle name.
My middle name is Camille.
Nut. What?
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 I said nut. I meant what? Okay.
Off to a great start. My first name.
Don't lie. Stop lying.
My first name is Autumn.
Okay.
I think I knew that.
I was born in November. So I guess my parents decided to come up with the idea to name me Autumn.
November is
fall's
winter,
not as
though,
cool.
Yeah?
No. Early November, November 3rd.
Don't question her whole name.
Yeah, don't question
her whole existence.
Don't want to send you into an existential crisis. What? Existential crisis.
Existential. Eggs.
Bro, ooh. I didn't have eggs this morning, but I was going to say that and make it up just for no reason. Okay, but Camille, you went go to Auburn University. You just finished up your finals. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I finished my finals on Tuesday. I had three.
Wow.
In one day.
I had three on Tuesday also.
Yeah, I didn't know I could get them moved until... Didn't know I could get them moved until it was too late.
Yeah.
So I didn't get them moved.
Did you pass?
Yes.
With flying colors?
I think so. I will figure out, I think, tomorrow.
Sauce. So you enjoy Auburn University.
I do. I
before
love it there.
That, you went to Spain Park High School.
I went to Spain Park. Go Jags.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. Sorry. Yeah, there's a bit of a rivalry there, if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. John and Evan went to Hoover.
Go Hoover.
They are Buccaneers.
Go Bucks.
The Bucks. Don Hewlin. Niblet.
Josh
Nation.
Niblet.
Oh.
Climb the mountain.
And so you and John met at Auburn?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we should have known each other probably, but I'm
we
not.
Should have known each other before.
I don't have friends, so. Camille knows a lot of Hoover people, but I wasn't one of those. And then now I am.
Yes. I know so. John's girly friend.
Yeah.
Amelia since like kindergarten, maybe.
Through football.
Mm-hmm. I
played
soccer.
Soccer together.
Yes.
Camille played soccer at the varsity level at Spain Park.
I did. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't play at Auburn.
Sadly. I don't. I decided not to.
They don't have black people on their team.
Ugh, they really just don't.
Yeah, so.
I played.
No tied to that one.
I played intramurals there, which was really
fun. Yeah, I watched you play a game once.
You were there supporting me
you
at my first game.
You played with my bro, Tobes.
I did. Toby and I played.
Toby's pretty good.
Team.
I don't know. I didn't know he was going to be good. Camille was better, I believe. She had a better game. Aww. I think you lost. Doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
Anyway, you're super nice.
Thank you very much.
I met you, what, 2 hours ago?
Yes, I just met Evan.
And you're very friendly.
Thank you.
I feel like we've known each other long
enough. For
years. It hurts. It's like you can't do that to everybody. So I just want to know, is it possible to be compassionate and nice? And I know nice is an overused word, but I think it compliments you well. Is it possible to be compassionate and nice to everyone you meet? First of all, do you think it's possible? Second of all,
okay.
Do you think there's pros and cons to that? I mean, obviously there are, but I just want to know your opinions.
Yeah, I think you could start off meeting anyone you meet and being nice to them. I don't know if it won't always be reciprocated, which is kind of tough. But for me, I know that I always take that optimistic look at people, and no matter, I don't know, what they are or who they are, I start off by trying to be compassionate to them, because it's not going to harm me to be nice to someone, you know?
It's true.
Even if, like, say you know something about someone or, like, one of your friends doesn't
like
them,
you know
what I mean?
Jeffrey Dahmer? Would you be nice to Jeffrey Dahmer?
See, okay, if I have context on the person, if I have context. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had context on the person, it depends. I guess the level of hate or whatever they're going to spew. For if they eat people, obviously I'm probably not going to.
But do you still love them like Kanye in the Kanye sense? Like, have you seen all that?
I haven't.
All his dragon energy and all that on Twitter?
No, I.
He said he loves everyone.
This might be an unpopular opinion. I'm just not a Kanye person. I like his old stuff.
Everybody says that.
I know.
Miss the old Kanye.
I'm pretty pro Kanye.
I'm just
pro Kanye,
really
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about him.
He's super narcissistic. That's why.
That's what
know.
I. It's, that's the
works.
Feeling I get.
Like,
so
that's
works.
Him. Like,
I know.
That's
bro.
Why he's so popular.
Yeah.
God, and it's just it's a perfect pairing. Him and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You couldn't have messed that. Up. You couldn't have made a better.
It's really
match.
He's just so like he's way smarter than everyone else. You know, like I feel like he can't just be like that on. Like, that's just not how he is. I think he exaggerates it to, like, his benefit.
For sure.
I can see that.
But it works
out. It's his
out.
Brand.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
he's
it's become.
A millionaire.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's become his
at
brand.
What point does pretending you're successful make you successful? I mean, you know, there mm-hmm. had to be a blurred line in there somewhere.
Yeah. Very true, yeah.
I don't know if it just started with overconfidence or what.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I didn't
knows?
Follow Kanye through his career.
Yeah,
I mean, so sorry.
Haven't either.
I was not born. Where were we?
Niceness. So
you're, yeah.
You're so. Compassionate and nice.
Yes.
Are there problems with that besides, like, the unnecessary, like...
Getting, like taken advantage of?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't going to go there, but more like people think, like, people that are approached by someone that's nice, sometimes when they're, like, it's not overbearing, but it's, like...
Mm-hmm. Are you really that
someone,
nice?
Yeah, I don't want to be with someone that's, like, fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
it's
like,
almost too much.
Yeah.
It's, like,
and
you
so, like,
can't really
do you
be
ever,
like this.
Exactly. Do yeah. you ever get, like a sense from people that they think you're fake?
I've never gotten a sense of from people that they think that I'm fake, I guess, because I tell them a lot about my high school experience and a lot of the girls there that I thought were fake.
I think we talked about that one of the first few times we talked.
Yeah. So, no, I don't really get that one as much. I do get kind of like, oh, wow, you're kind of bubbly. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah.
I also
bubbly's weird because it's like, do you mean like I'm like too much or like?
Yeah.
Yeah, because let's be real. The metaphor starts with a soda that's bubbling over, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing.
No, but I know I've felt in the past when I've been overwhelmed by someone who I think is insanely nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, that person's crazy nice.
I know Caleb talked about her, Emma Jenkins.
I don't think I've met her.
She went over for a while. She transferred to Kentucky or something like that, somewhere in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that's where it is. What doesn't matter. She was like, she's a huge believer and follower of Christ, and like, she talks about religion constantly.
She's very excited.
Oh, no.
Like,
wait,
very
wait,
just
wait,
like,
was this,
she always
was
has a
this?
Smile on her face. She'll let the door, she'll like open the door and hold it for 100 people and won't stop.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. I know I'm not that nice, but I'll
she'll
hold the
hug
door for
everyone.
You.
Yeah, like she's really, I mean, she's
and
really
she
great.
Means it.
Like, really nice.
She
and like,
means
she, yeah,
every
like
bit
she's
of
like
it.
100% genuine, but then some people, it would annoy them.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, are you really like this? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Now this rings a bell. I think this girl has been used as a meme before
100%,
on
yeah.
social media.
Yeah.
Some like gamer YouTube channel made fun of her too.
Yeah, horrible. But that's kind of sad, man.
It is
like
sad, yeah.
They were like, we're also religious, so we're not going to try to make fun of this girl. And then they were like, what? Why does she always say that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. Like, just stop. Like,
yeah. I mean,
I just
don't
understand.
Say let her do her thing. Like,
at first, I'll be honest, like, it put me off. Like, when I first saw her, I was like, why are you smiling so much? Like, no one is this happy at school.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, wait a minute, she just like loves being alive. Like, she
I went to church with her
in
high school, so like I guess I knew her a little better, I kinda understood more. And so
I mean
if
you
she
definitely
genuinely
don't remind me of Emma Jenkins.
Yeah.
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 If she's
a horrible person.
Yeah, I mean that's I would say that was there's people I guess a little more or a little less intense than that.
Yeah.
Just kinda that giddy. But
I mean it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool energy to be around, sure. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you have to have up and down. And I'm sure she does, but she just doesn't display it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think if she genuinely loves people, and I'm sure her friends that hang out with her all the time probably know her, you know, in her day-to-day life basis.
Yeah.
And if she's like that every day, then that's just her.
But like even when she got made fun of, I think she had a response to it that was just like, you
perfect,
know, whatever.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like, you know, I love you guys. Like,
yeah.
It's just, you wouldn't see that from any people, from anybody else probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I try never to be overbearing with the niceness, but just be nice.
Yeah.
Because I don't like getting bad, I hate the word vibes, oh my gosh, but energy, it sounds even more hippie, but yeah, from other people,
you're
I don't,
easy.
Huh?
This podcast is all about vibes.
It's all about vibes?
You better relax.
Well, I don't like getting that negative.
No, you definitely feel it when someone's just like, I don't like you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that makes me a little weary, so.
Well, okay, and when John asked the question, you said getting taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, has that happened to you?
I think sometimes friend-wise, some people think it might be easier to kind of use your niceness against you. Or just kind of, like, I know that I'll do things for someone. Like, if my friend really needs help with something or, you know, I'll be there for them as much as I can.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get to a point where it's, like, overuse and it's just kind of abuse. And you're
That's pretty obvious example of, like, using someone. But, like, a not-so-obvious example would be, like, I know you're going to compliment me no matter what. Like, if for instance, if I send you a link to the podcast, like, I knew you were going to be nice no matter what. And it's cool that you actually enjoyed it, I think. But like,
I love it.
I feel like it's harmless to you here. And it's not, it's kind of harmful to me that like, if like me and you like texted constantly and like, I would always just like look to you to compliment me. Like I'm still using you and it's not really harming you. Like I said, but it's like becoming like, just like, inflating my ego and all that. Like, I'm not trying to say like you're guilty of like making people have a big ego, but like, do you ever like see that like with friends of yours that like you're not too nice to, but you compliment a lot, so they think they're better than they are?
I think a little.
Wait.
maybe like you don't ever want to. Like, I guess sometimes you have to not be completely honest with someone because you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I think it's happened a little bit.
Yeah,
but yeah, that definitely happens with people.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt feelings. But, like, if you know someone for a long time, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's different if they're asking, if they're coming to me for constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, tear this thing apart. Tell me what I need to
and
do
they
better.
They ask for it.
Yeah, if they ask for it, I'll give it.
But you're just not,
you're
not just going to tell them straight up.
Because I don't feel like the need to attack whatever they're trying to build up. Or,
yeah.
You know? And so if they come to me and ask for help, like, I'll give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's other than that, might as well just build them up, you know?
Yeah.
They're my friends.
Can relate to that a lot. I have a lot. Yeah. I have, like you said earlier, I have trouble saying no to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gets like, kind of, I guess people ask me to do stuff or like ask me a favor or whatever because they know like I won't say
no.
Yeah. And then you feel kind of bad, even if it's not the most accessible thing or like easy. It's like, but then you don't want to say no, so.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people equate not saying no to being a good friend, and I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, a friend wants to do something stupid, and you have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, like, a person who thinks they're being a good friend would just be like, for instance, if I wanted to, like, break into a store because they wronged me or something, and I was like, yo, Ev, come help me break into this store. You'd be like, okay. Like, you wouldn't be like that, but I'm just making, some people probably would just so they could be like, yeah,
back
me
up
and him
their
are
homie.
Me and her homies, yeah. So like, yeah. I don't want to be a bad homie.
Yeah.
I just, that's very dangerous. I feel like that's why it's not really the same as peer pressure.
Yeah.
Like, but you see it a lot where like, you know, I'm just drunk driving this one time, whatever, like it's fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
yeah,
just help me out. Like, and it's just like, that's not good.
Yeah, I guess it's just when it's your close friend and you don't want to let them down. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you got to surround yourself with better people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really does depend on like the level of closeness that you have with someone, I think, and what, how you're going to handle a situation, you know? Because with my best friends, no matter what, I give them the truth and what's going to help them, you know? And I don't want to see them fail. So I want to see them succeed.
So you become more honest and critical as your relationship builds.
Gets closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you grow more of a respect for them rather than like a compassion. Like, compassion's probably still there, but like you want them to succeed. So you not necessarily that you think you have the high ground, you have the answers, but
no,
that you want.
I want them to hold me accountable.
You're both on a journey. So, yeah, you want to be able to bounce things off of them.
Yeah.
So, you got to be the same.
It's more so than
just
a
golden
like
rule.
I guess an acquaintance that you're just going to be really friendly to.
Yeah.
But when it's actually your close friend and someone you want to see succeed and truly be happy, you're going to watch out for them if they're going down a path that you know
that
might
you
not be
follow.
Like, yeah, it yeah, might yeah. not be a good choice or whatever.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a lot of friends. So
I
wonder from time to time when I'm thinking about you, how is it that you maintain a good social balance? So like, do you keep like arrangements with people? Like, do you make arrangements with people? Is it mostly like you get texts like, do you want to do this thing? Do you want to do this? And you have to turn people down? Like, or, and then, so how do you, and then I'm sure you get a lot of offers to do things. And then, like I said, you either have to turn around to be alone or you have to turn around to do other things. Like, just how do you keep a good balance, or do you keep a good balance?
I try to keep a good balance. Like I said earlier, I do find myself getting overwhelmed with not saying no. So I would say I get texts from time to time from my friends that want to get, it's the coffee thing. That's a big thing in Auburn, I feel like.
Coffee.
Getting some coffee with my friends. Yeah. They asked me to hang out a good bit. I ask them to hang out too. I've been trying recently to reach out to people that I don't know as much.
Yeah.
So people in my class, you know, it starts off with, hey, you want to do homework, or hey, you want to whatever. And then I kind of feel it out, you know, see if there can be a potential friendship there, and like a long lasting one, or one that's substantial.
Yeah, I feel like that's easy at a big school. Like, mm-hmm. I would say Auburn's a big school. I feel like that's really easy because if you fail, they're not going to see you again.
Yeah. Maybe. It's not
so
too hard.
There's not as many consequences to failing that first right. interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, if you, like, say, like, if you accidentally say something you shouldn't say, then you can just be like, ah, you know.
I would say, yeah. I would say, John, you know this pretty well. John and I used to hang out all the time our freshman year at Auburn. I can't remember like the amount of times I remember when I stayed over. It was just delirious, and we stayed up to like
it's and Trey.
And I I just realized I was spending like that was so much fun. And freshman year was a year of transition and like learning, but it was really hard to balance my schoolwork with I wanted to hang out with
that's
friends all the time.
That's kind of why I have this question, because I know that you struggle with that. Like struggled with that. I don't know how you handle it now, but. Like, I remember you saying, like, you kind of just, like, didn't do any classwork, didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, I wanted to, most of the time when I did do classwork, it was either during class or right when it, before it was due.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty bad, because this is what got me is I used to do it in high school, and I didn't have to study, and I didn't have to prepare, and I was pretty well off. And then I got to college, and I was like, all right, I'm ready for this. I can just do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
So freshman year was a year of learning how to balance for
sure. I think I did the same thing. And then I got through the first tests, and I was like, I got all A's on the test. I was like, I didn't do any studying. I didn't go to class. I was like,
yeah.
Well, then what is everybody freaking out about? Mm-hmm. And then, like, a couple of days went by, and I didn't go to class again. And then the next test came up, and I'm like, and I got, like, a D or whatever, or mm-hmm. a C. I'm like, I can't do, like, so then I just, like, fell into a hole.
Yeah.
But at least you turned it around. At least you're still in school.
I definitely turned it around. yeah.
So it just came from, like, you wanting to, I guess, connect mm-hmm. and, like, with so many people, and you want to be friends with so many people.
Yeah,
and
because
FOMO is huge. And, like, it's a thing that a lot of people have, I feel like, you know, fear of missing out, for anybody that doesn't know, for anybody that was missing out. Anyway, so it's one of those things that, like, you just kind of let take over by accident. Like, you're thinking, like, you're sitting in the library or whatever, which I never did, but you're sitting in the library doing your thing, and then you think about, like, what everybody else, like, if you have a group message with all your friends on it, and you see people are active in the group message, well, you're like, well, they're doing something, like, that means they're not busy, like, they don't have to do something right now, like, why do I really have responsibilities? And then you start doubting your responsibilities, and then you want to go do it, mm-hmm. and then at that point, it's already eaten up 10 minutes of your time, and you might as well leave. It's an infection. It's a virus. I think it's horrible. I think people should lose that. It's hard.
Yeah, I never really struggled too much with FOMO, but I had friends that did, which kind of...
You might have had FOMO.
Yeah, maybe.
So you would do things before you got to the point where you were missing out on them.
I guess.
So you were the initiator or the first person to do something.
I liked to initiate something. Yeah, I liked to...
Because you had a fear of missing out.
I guess.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, wow. I get what you're saying.
Can we go deeper?
That's in depth. yeah, no, I think, like... Some people, you can't let it consume you. You know, you're always going to have times where you're like, I could be doing this. I'd rather be doing something else. But in my opinion, you just have to feel it out for yourself and know your limits, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On that can't let it consume you sort of thing, or like wanting to do something else note, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of like the meme culture that really just like diverts your attention to the weekend. And like, I know that's always been a thing, like, you know, ever since the dawn of civilization, people don't want to do their work, but I just think like it's so easy to see memes and all that stuff that like you literally, your brain is just littered with, I just can't wait to get drunk on Saturday or Friday or whatever it is.
Yeah, it just becomes something so normal that like, oh, everybody feels like they don't want to do their work, and everybody's procrastinating, and everybody's looking towards like, and
then like the Monday memes, like, oh,
and that, so it makes you think everyone's like that, and it's like, oh, maybe I'll just not do this because everyone else isn't.
Yeah, well, for me, it was more like I think human relationships are so important. I mean, I'm majoring in communications, and so that's like my biggest thing is I just care about other people and how they. I think human interaction is like just so important.
Yeah.
without it.
I don't see how it couldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. But I think when people...
Oh, I wasn't trying to like put you down. I was just...
Oh, no worries. No
I was
worries.
Trying to support your argument, but go ahead.
Oh. Hey, thank you, John.
No worries. We're late back on the Real Easy Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Anyways, oh, you made me lose my train of thought. Thanks, bud.
Big joke. No sponsors. Hey, if you're out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit me up.
No, you guys need sponsors. Yeah. Write that's reviews, everyone. There's only one out. It's me.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yo, so peep that review. I haven't even looked at it.
Peep the review. What?
I read it.
I saw that you sent it. And
Evan
it was like,
saw it.
It was like yeah. 2 in the morning. And then I.
It was definitely at 2
something
in the morning.
Like, listen to this if you want a really
do yourself a favor. Yeah. And listen to it.
That's
yeah.
pretty chill.
And
when we get big,
the two most notable features I said were the intro and your laugh.
Yeah.
Boom. That.
Thanks.
That's good.
That's real nice.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's real easy.
Really, it is real easy.
It's real easy.
Hey, this is a good transition. Cause I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no worries.
You don't remember where you're going, so
nope.
Not like it matters.
Not at all.
I have a question about attachments.
Okay.
So, I don't want to get into the reason that I have this question here,
mm-hmm.
but when do you believe that it's okay to start loving someone or something? And then at what point do you like, at what point in the flow of things that you don't get a reciprocation, at what point do you let go?
When you say love,
mm-hmm.
Like
say you love a dog and then the dog bites you every time. Like at what point do you just like give up the dog? Like you
oh
just give
man.
It back to the pound.
Oh, I don't know if I could do it to a dog.
It's just an example.
I
didn't want to
like a person. You're saying a platonic, like a friendship or a relationship.
Anything, yeah, anything. Yeah. So even a platonic friendship,
okay.
like if you reach out to someone every other day, or like, you know, I don't want to seem weird. Like every other week, I don't know what's a normal. Every week, every 2 weeks, whatever,
week,
and they
sure.
don't respond to any of them. Like,
yeah.
At what point do you just like I can't do this anymore?
I definitely think it depends on how long you've known the person.
That's
I think,
true.
Friendships that I've had all my life, I could not give up so easily, you know?
Yeah.
Even if they didn't, if for some reason they stopped responding to me, I would probably go see them in person and ask them what's up, you know, how
yeah.
what's going on.
That's pretty different than what most people would say, I would assume.
Probably so.
But
I like
people would avoid it.
I like doing things in person.
So she said.
More, okay. more often than not.
Sorry, that was bad. Also,
no worries, just cut it out.
I'm not cutting that out.
But I think if it's a new friendship, maybe, and for me, I don't know, new could be anywhere from like 2 months to like even 4 months. I still feel like it's so like new,
yeah.
but I feel like past 6 months, you're like, all right, we've been friends for a while now.
All right,
yeah.
say for
you
instance,
know?
You're friends with someone for 2 years.
Okay.
And then. I don't know, just any amount of time. Someone you would consider like a long-term friend,
mm-hmm.
and then like you start to develop like a different relationship with them, like, and then like for instance, like you take it too far. You like you tell them something you shouldn't tell them, basically, because they don't feel the same way. Like so you know someone for a while, and then you're like, I love you, and then they're like, no, and then you're like, well, can we go back to that? And they're like, no, and so like, what would you do in that situation?
If I liked the person or if I was the person that
either
said
way.
No. Oh man, if I was the person that said no, I don't know if I could just not be friends with them, depending on how bad they actually had feelings for me.
Yeah.
I also would make sure they had feelings. I wouldn't want them to have feelings of the idea of me and not just me, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough
yeah.
one.
Because that one can really get people.
I feel like people do like to hype up their friends in their head.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, like, when you're around people all the time, you're like, man, I could really see myself with that person. I guess.
I know.
Do you feel that?
Yeah. I can think of instances in my past where I was good friends with someone, and then it's like, maybe...
We'll do this thing.
Yeah, and then it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are you still friends with that person?
Not really.
Yeah, but would the relationship have ended anyway? Like, even if you guys stayed platonic friends, like, would it have trying to... Like, did you guys go separate ways regardless of the...
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
So, but
see, I'm kind of messy with handling this because this actually happened to me this past year.
Oof.
And one of my good friends told me that and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I kind of freaked out. So I asked for advice from friends around him. And I thought that I should just wait a few days and then talk to him in person. That was my plan. But then I got advice from two other people and they said, no, you should just kind of avoid it. Ooh. And
yeah,
and they were like, no, just, you know, take some time and just kind of not see him and then he'll probably forget about it.
Did you say Nazi? But
Nazi him. yeah.
That was never mind.
So
I don't know about that. I don't know what you did, but I think like a simple text message, it's like, I don't feel the same way. And then like, let's talk about it.
I don't know.
Person.
See, for me, yeah, I would say
I just
in
mean
person.
Like you have to end it. They can't be like, yeah. What does this mean? Like, are we going to
I know.
Like, should I be naked when I show up? Like,
no.
I don't know what you mean by see you in person. So like,
I would try to be friends with them as long as I could. If they couldn't be friends with me, because
it's definitely like there's going to be a barrier there.
Yeah, though. It will be different.
It's
be
different. Yeah.
The atmosphere has changed immediately once that happens.
Yeah, the ozone's back. There's no hole in the ozone.
Yeah.
Anymore.
What?
You said the atmosphere has changed.
Oh my goodness.
I'm making way too many jokes.
Oh, you are. You're messing me up. Yeah. John,
I'm real sorry.
What's going on?
I'm real sorry.
Really easy show.
This is the real sorry show.
The real sorry show.
Oh, man.
Wait. Okay.
All right.
Well.
Yeah. So that also a good transition into being selfless. I don't know anything about you. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I don't know if you're. I don't know.
Evan
if you're,
doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Evan doesn't know. It's like, how in a situation where you can be selfless versus selfish, I don't have a good example.
Yeah,
like,
this is kind of tough.
I don't know. Do you think anything? I should have written something down. This is on me.
They were unprepared.
Hey, yeah, where were you going with this?
I was just trying to see how she would react. I mean, we could just like ask you, do you think you're selfless? But I just feel like I need an example. Because I...
Like, put me in a situation.
I know. Yeah. I can't think of one. That's the problem. I should have written something down. That's my bad. Should we start
okay,
this?
So okay. I think I can. I think I'm feeling it. Okay, so tying back to you spending a lot of time with friends.
Yes.
Say you had an acquaintance that you met and you knew, like, maybe they didn't have that many friends and they're kind of lonely. And they hit you up one day. Like one afternoon, he's like, hey, do you want to hang out, get coffee? But also, the next day, you have a test in the morning. So then, you need to study. But then, in your mind, you're also like, oh, well, they don't have any friends, and they really need to spend time. Like, it'd be really good if I spent time with them, but I also really need to study. So, like, is it being selfish? If how would you react in that situation?
I think it's bad because it's super situational, but like,
yeah,
if the test was something I knew I could kind of cruise by, I would probably try to go hang out with them.
So like pretty much most of the time you're going to put the people like someone else.
I'd try to. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I knew that if I had to study and I knew I just hadn't studied at all before, I would try to reschedule.
Okay.
And just make sure I actually do hang out with them if it can't be right then.
Yeah.
You know,
is that kind of where you're going with it?
Sort of, yeah. I just want to know, like, it's kind of on the same thread as, like, being taken advantage of. So, like, if you're constantly being selfless, like, if you're constantly doing things for other people instead of thinking of yourself, so if you have the test and then you go get coffee anyway, like, does that affect your self-worth? Like, do you really feel, like, do you become less of yourself?
If I put someone else first...
What a mess. Big cut there.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think like it just needs to be a balance. I think sometimes I do put other people in front of me a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not that I feel like it's an obligation, like I want to do that.
Okay.
So it doesn't make me freak out or sad or anything. And
so you can't think of, there's never been instances where that has happened and you're kind of like, oh crap,
where I'm like, I'm not putting myself first enough.
Yeah. And you've kind of,
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially I would just say freshman year a lot.
Yeah. So, like, it's not not so much, like, makes you, like, sad or bummed out, but, like, you're not gaining anything by doing things for others. Like, you're not gaining, like, you're not growing as a person anymore. Yeah. Like, do you feel like it got to that point where, like, you were just, like, you didn't know anything about yourself. Like, you get, like, it, you know, it had been 2 months, something like that, mm-hmm. and, like, you didn't do anything for yourself the whole time, and then you're like, well, who am I? Like, I don't, like, am I just a summation of all the favors I just did for people for 2 months? Like,
I don't know, because I don't know if I consider hanging out with someone a favor, and it was mostly just hanging out.
Depends on the person.
I guess. I don't know. I never felt, okay, the only time I was really like, I need to put myself first is just schoolwork, really. And yeah. I guess just saying no when I might not be having the best day, or realizing if I am sad, or if something's going on in my personal life and I have to deal with it, I can't, like, friends make me feel better, but sometimes it's better if I tackle the issue just by myself.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like only a few times that's really happened. Not often, though. But it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you seem like someone that would get taken advantage of, but I just feel like it's pretty dangerous. I guess not dangerous, but it's, like, it's hard to balance that. Like, it's like saying yes and me not having any self-worth. I don't know. That's a weird, it's a pretty far stretch, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just was wondering, because I don't really experience that very much, where, like, I get a lot of alone time, especially being here where there's, like, not anybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in a college town, you're always around people.
Yeah. So I just got to make more friends. Cause, like, when I was at Auburn, like, I had Auburn friends, and, like, you know, some of those people were Hoover people and whatnot, but none of those people are here. And then, like, there are people that go to UAB that I know that I haven't hung out with. So I just got to get back into the groove of that. I just haven't done that. It's been over a year since I've been home, and I still haven't really, like,
it's kinda crazy.
Made any new friends. I mean, yeah.
We miss you and Obs, John.
I know, dude. And I was going to come back a lot more, but couldn't. Whatever. Yeah. It's all good. This last thing that I wrote down is very long.
Alrighty.
If someone wants to read it, you're welcome to.
Should I read it out? Can I read it?
Yeah.
All right. It says, The hero's journey. Do you believe everyone is the hero of their own story and therefore should be validated by failures? Knowing that there is an ultimate victory waiting for them on the other side of all struggle? Or do you believe that there is no victory for some and that ultimately most people struggle through life for no meaningful reason? It's interesting. Are we getting all, like, of our takes on this?
Sort of. So I just want to, like, know, like, you know how people say, like, life is a simulation?
Yes.
Which is something I'm surprised that we've never said on this podcast. But, like, so people think, like,
the theory of it or something.
Yeah, and then some people think that they're the lone conscious being in their own reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would make them the hero of their conscious or whatever, their reality.
Mm-hmm.
So do you believe, I guess, more in that, or more in that everybody is conscious in one reality at the same time? It's a weird metaphorical, theoretical question.
That is interesting. I do think, I'd like to think of it as everyone is the hero of their own story. Because, I mean, I see everything from my point of view. You see everything from your point of view. Dogs see everything from their point of view.
100%.
You know. But, I don't know. I mean, we all are, I think we're all existing together.
Yeah.
And I think it's our reality. I wouldn't necessarily think that it's just my reality or your reality. I don't know. It's difficult. I don't know if it should be validated by your failures either.
So yeah, so when you're in the hero's journey, being the hero of your own story means that, you know, in a classical classical tale of a hero is they have flaws. That's obvious. So when you fail, that's like equating to your, so you have like these challenges you're overcoming. So does that mean that you'll have the ultimate?
Do you think that relates to everyone? Like, do you think everyone goes through?
Yeah. So everyone in the world are they the own hero of their journey, or is there just one hero? Is there like, is everybody like, is it scattered?
I think they're the hero.
Everyone is?
Yeah. I think they're the hero of their own journey.
So you think everyone will succeed?
Oh, that depends on my definition.
Basically, what I'm asking is, like, do you believe in fate, I guess? Or do you believe in, like, but, like, a good
on
fate
the extreme sense, I mean, you think about someone who, like a mass murderer.
Yeah.
And then they went and had a big failure, and then they're going to be in prison.
Yeah.
They never get to, that's on the extreme sense,
you know
what I mean?
Hey, but they get that, that meal before they die.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You can go out
do some labor.
Yeah, they get to eat some fried chicken before they get shot or whatever.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, everyone goes through hard times and everyone has like challenges they have to overcome. I don't know if they're
I think a lot of people think that they just go through life just for no reason, like with to no end. Like they just think like,
do you think that the challenges and the things that people have to overcome, that's what gives like maybe meaning to people's lives?
I think that makes some sense.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
But maybe I also think the things that make them just like happy give them meaning.
Like maybe they have a little more like, I guess, worth and weight, and maybe their achievements.
But that goes back to like some people don't believe in happiness. Like they don't believe they have it. They don't believe they've ever had it. They don't believe
I don't know.
Objectifying happiness.
Like,
and even, I mean, a lot of really successful people like probably aren't happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote unquote, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they say it a lot. Like, you know, being materialistic doesn't make you happy or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or money can't buy you happiness, the same sort of thing. I don't know. Like,
do you agree with that? Money can't buy you happiness?
Sometimes. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But that's me objectifying happiness again. And I don't know if that's something that you want to do. Like, because I've asked this question of Evan before, but like, is happiness a byproduct or an objective? As in, like, are you going through life trying to pursue happiness?
Or you just get happiness from whatever you're doing through life?
Or do you just, you look for meaning and then happiness comes from that? And I think those are kind of the same thing, but it's just different sides of the same thing.
And I mean, everyone's definition of happiness is going to be different.
Yeah.
And it looks different to everyone. Weird. Yeah. So what makes me happy and what I think is happiness could be totally different.
That kind of reminds me, bro. This is a kind of an offshoot for no reason. But like people look, you know, this is a classic like high question. Not high, disclaimer. But like people see colors differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like my red, it might be your blue.
Yeah.
But we still interpret it the same. Like my red
it's
is
our
like,
norm.
It's so weird.
It
and
is
that's been proven.
Pretty crazy.
It's been proven that's how it works.
That's weird.
It's ducked up.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Anyway, wow.
That's very weird.
So like that's pretty good like example that people are different on such like a solid basis of like anything. Like so like happiness will be a different definition for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be different.
I've been tough. Do you think it's okay, I've had a person tell me once that I needed to share my happiness with others, and it wasn't fair that
what's
like
wrong with a smile?
no. Like, do you think?
Oh, okay, maybe I misunderstood.
Happiness isn't real unless it's
sort of like you. It's like if you see a person and they just seem super happy, right? And you're just having an awful day.
Yeah.
Like it's not fair that that person's so happy and I'm not.
Yeah,
I've been on the other end of that, you know,
where someone tells you like
flips
you off for being happy.
Basically,
yeah.
But like a friend of mine
just having a bad day.
You think so?
Oh. A friend of yours?
A friend of mine.
A friend of yours.
Yeah.
So then I guess that would kind of go back to everyone's on their own personal journey then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that could relate to that because it's like, well, you're really, really happy. It's not your responsibility that everyone else is happy.
To make other people
and
happy.
And it's like your own personal
journey. I think this is
journey.
The basis for religion.
Yeah.
Personal journeys.
Yeah.
Asking for forgiveness.
I feel like we're all on our own personal journeys pursuing one thing, and we all might not know what that one thing is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that
the word salvation is the umbrella there, and, like...
Yeah, like,
it's
we all...
It's whatever you want it to be, really.
Yeah, and we all go through... I mean, I feel like purpose... Could
I guess
be that, you know, like
a lot of people say religion and spiritual, so I get it, but I think spiritual would be a better word, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like take it away from religion. I mean, I feel like everyone has the desire
because there's a huge stigma
to feel content and to feel like they have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like where you derive that meaning from in your own life is going to vary from person to person.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
I agree with that.
I
like some people that might be money or happiness or like
I
material
definitely think
objects.
There are people that gain happiness from being rich.
Yeah.
Or else it wouldn't be such like a big goal for people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been about riches for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years maybe. So there's a, like, there's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah.
I guess to keep the lights on. Like, I don't know what, like, money keeps the world turning or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very necessary.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's just tough to decide, like, if that's really the true, if that's the true, like, goal for people.
I guess it's just, I mean, if your sole purpose is to earn more money, or is money something that enriches?
See, yeah.
Or, like, not just having money, but buying things.
If you have a family, then you become the provider, let's say.
Okay.
Then money is super important for your family's happiness, because if you have, like, 8 kids or something, you can't really do anything with
that. Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying that it's, yeah, like, it's going to be necessary, but.
So I just mean, like, the money, you have to have the money to get.
Yeah, but it's like happy. That's not what your the purpose of your life is. The purpose, I guess, what you're saying is would be to provide a good life for your family.
Yeah, and that's kind of distracting from the personal journey.
But you need money to do that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, some people, it's like wake up every day. It's like, how can I make the most money today? Just because I want more money, just yeah. for myself,
rolling in dough.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
yeah. I don't. It's easy.
What's
to
the
say,
motivation?
It's easy to say being like a. Personally not rich person, like not having money,
yeah,
to be like, I just want enough to get by,
yeah,
but like I don't think anybody's truly like that. Like I don't know anybody that would like be okay with like literally paying their rent and then giving the rest of it somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Very
so like,
few.
You want to have like extra money even if they
that's
had enough
just human
for like
nature
emergencies.
Like you're just, yeah. we're
like
just
they'd
set
still
to
take
never,
more money like
never
if you,
feel content.
Yeah, you're not gonna pick mm-hmm. you're not gonna not pick up a 20 on the street.
Yeah,
rough.
It's really rough. It's like when you're never content with where you're at, but you're always looking to the next
though.
Thing.
That's like the grind.
I don't know. It's good and bad because then you don't appreciate where you are sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
You speak for yourself. I'm just kidding. I'm just like seriously though. I think people do think like that. Like you're saying, like where they just kind of always look forward and they never think that they're in the right place.
Yeah.
Especially you see it like people that work out. Like, man, I'm getting huge, but like they don't really think like, man, I could still be like they always think oh, I could be huger. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like they never stop. Like, but they probably got to their ideal body like months ago, but now they have to keep doing
they
it.
Think about where they started from.
Yeah. And they're like, well, I see
improved.
Big Bob over there. He's got
Big Bob
24 inch biceps. Like,
yeah.
Only 19 and a half. Like, bro, what am I thinking? Like, I got to get huge. So anyway, not that I work out. I don't know anything about
that
it.
Really, that really is a problem.
Yeah.
I feel like.
With that's a body image issue also. Which
well,
is
I'm going back. I feel like with our generation, like being content, like in our current place, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know where that came from, but
I wonder,
why, when did that start and when did.
I think it goes back to something we said before where it's so easy to see other people that are doing better than you.
Yeah.
Compare
seemingly.
Yourself. Yeah.
I think the comparing yourself has always been a thing. Just like sizing up. It's a natural thing. Like if. Like, I'm a tall guy, and if I see another tall guy, like, I straighten up. Like, I want to be the taller guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm sure he does the same thing. It's just one of those things that happens, like, unless you truly don't care, which is weird.
Is it weird?
I mean, so the comparing thing goes back a while, but comparing, like, on such a mass scale, like, I can move my thumb, like, 2 inches, and now I can compare myself to this, and then this one, and then this one, and this one.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just rough. Like, you don't, there's no end to the... to seeing somebody else is successful, more successful than you.
That's is that what makes us human? Like,
I wonder.
Comparing yourselves
that's
and
something.
The desire to improve yourself.
I wonder if animals feel like that. I mean, animals definitely compete.
But
I don't know if they,
is
like...
Is it to...
I think animals are confident. I think, like, if a gorilla has, a tiny wiener, like, he's still... Or, like, whatever. He's still gonna, like, try to out-muscle the one with the big wiener. Like,
yeah.
Wiener.
Yeah, but
So like I'm just saying like so if animals I think you're right though, like humans like compare themselves and like feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Whereas an animal might compare itself and be like, well,
we
I'm still
always
better.
Have a desire to improve.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And some people don't have that.
Do you think
Kanye West?
That our generation has become more impatient with like being able to compare so quickly at our fingertips, you know, that we want things to be there now.
I mean,
like
things are being expedited. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, experiences.
What could you mean, like, improving
is,
yourself? I guess, like, it's not
I
like
guess. You know,
I think like people definitely want instant results.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, oh, I only ate 1,000 calories today. What the hell? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
My tits are still huge. As a man. Anyway.
Or like you see a successful business person, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like I've had this job for 2 years and I haven't progressed at all. But like Zuckerberg made Facebook in a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But they built Rome in a day or whatever it is.
It wasn't built in a day.
Oh.
Where'd you get your facts?
You positive?
I think the saying is that Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's the exact opposite.
I'm cutting this.
Okay. No, keep this in.
Yeah.
We're not cutting this.
Damn it. I swear I just read something about, I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
It really doesn't make any sense.
It's all right.
No, it doesn't.
I thought Mia had a vape Instagram.
That's true.
Yeah.
You did think that. That was pretty funny. It's I'm not going to lie. You were like, what is it?
You have anything else on your mind, Camille?
On my mind.
Anything you want to say?
You got some electricity up there.
Flapjack. The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack is the best cartoon.
It's a classic.
Never
seen it.
If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it.
It's a good show.
It's a very good show.
Where does it come on?
It came on Cartoon Network.
So it's over.
It's over. You can find it on Hulu.
I have no idea.
And probably an illegal website.
The website's probably not illegal. Just their activity is illegal.
They're okay. Oh my goodness. You're putting me on blast.
It's hard to have like an illegal website. Like using your own server. Like, how about you just don't say things you don't know?
Probably should. Yeah, you too. Yeah, you too.
Relax. I'm cutting that. Don't reference it. I'm just kidding.
You are not cutting that.
I'm definitely not. Sound like you said.
What about you guys? Anything else you want to?
Nah.
No.
You want
to
chat?
It's nice to sit down and talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to meet
you. Thank you guys for having
me. Yeah, War Damn Eagle.
War Eagle. War Eagle.
This has been super easy.
The easy show.
The real easy show.
In fact, it's been real easy.
I hope you guys enjoy the outro.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, man. I was thinking they were going to do that silently. Without wishes from Camille. That's fine.
That's all right. Did I mess up the ending?
Well, see, this is when like the heavy blinking starts and everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to bed now. You know, we don't want to just like yell at them in their face.
Thank you for tuning in. The Real Easy Show.
My voice is really